Shocking and unacceptable, Elise Stefanik calls for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to resign. By Christina Wong on January 8, 2024. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY. A House Republican leader, on Monday called on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to resign following revelations he was admitted to the intensive care unit on January 1 but did not tell the president. The National Security Advisor, his deputy, and military service chiefs until January 4. It is shocking and absolutely unacceptable that the Department of Defense waited multiple days to notify the president, the National Security Council, and the American people that Defense Secretary Austin was hospitalized and unable to perform his duties, the Republican conference chair said in a statement. In the chain of command, the Secretary of Defense serves as the connection through which the president commands and controls our armed forces. At this dangerous time when American service members are under attack in Iraq and Syria, our closest partner and ally Israel is at war with Hamas terrorists, and the threat from communist China is on the rise. It is critical that the Secretary of Defense has the full trust of the American people, Congress, and the White House, she added. She said Austin's lack of transparency exemplifies a shocking lack of judgment and a significant national security threat, and affirmed there must be full accountability. There must be full accountability beginning with the immediate resignation of Secretary Austin and those that lied for him and a congressional investigation into this dangerous dereliction of duty. While members of Congress are calling for consequences, NBC News reported that Biden had a warm conversation with Austin on Saturday, and that he looked forward to Austin returning to the Pentagon. Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Major General Pat Ryder also told CNN that Austin had no plans to resign. Ryder put out another update on Sunday informing the public that Austin was still hospitalized, but is recovering well and in good spirits. Since resuming his duties on Friday evening, the secretary has received operational updates and has provided necessary guidance to his team. He has full access to required secure communications capabilities and continues to monitor DoD's day-to-day operations worldwide, Ryder said in a statement. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.